go here. House Bill 1169, an act to establish a civil remedy for the destruction of certain field crop products, animals, and organisms.
House Bill 1169 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. Due to the fact or the creation of biotech and bioengineering into our crops and livestock, we are on the front of seeing major changes in how we produce both livestock and plants and how that affects the food that we will be eating in the few years to come. Because of that, we have several groups, environmental groups, that are concerned about that, and especially when you look at Europe, have been going to great extents and great efforts to destroy research crops and destroy research facilities in an effort to try to stop the advancements of biotech. That movement has moved across the Atlantic and is now with us here in the U.S. And this bill basically allows us to deal with damages that are created by those groups on research facilities we might have here in South Dakota. Why it's important that we pass this bill today and why this is not something that's happening overseas or in other parts of the country is the fact that there's a group called the Earth Liberation Front that the FBI tells us has SDSU on their hit list as far as to try to destroy research centers and our crops. What this bill simply does is allow us that if someone willfully and knowingly damages crops that are, whether they be in research or for commercial purposes, that we are allowed to sue for twice for civil damages, double civil damages. The second thing it does is simply defines that also not only is the value of that crop, but also the value of the research and so on that is included in that civil damage. So just because you're growing $2 corn, that means that because it's a research project, it may be well worth well more than that. And certainly in the biotech arena, that would be the case. So this simply defines how we would move forward in the court systems. It certainly gives us an effort to be able to slow down any advancements these groups might be making on us. And I would certainly ask your support of House Bill 1169. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1169. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham? Senator Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting. Aye. Senator Simmons? Madam President? 31 ayes, 1 nay, 3 excused.
House Bill 1169 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.